Where does narrative come into the picture? Why stories? Well, stories have three core elements, and I've yet to find a culture where this is not so. First of all, there's a plot. Now, what does it take to make a plot? A plot. I got up this morning, got in my car, and drove here. Came outside my house to get in my car, and it wasn't there. Instead, there was a big spot on the ground. And on the roof of my house, I heard a screeching noise. And I wondered what had happened to my car. And I didn't quite know what to do. And then, now you're smiling. Are you a little interested?
Yeah.
See, what makes a plot is that something unexpected happens. That there's a breach, there's a break in what's expected. And that's where we lean forward. That's when we get interested. And so the question, though, the interesting question to ask yourself is, why do we get so interested at that point? In other words, what's the difference between I got up, got in my car, and came here, and I got up and my car was gone and there was a screeching noise or I had a wreck or something like that? What's the difference? Why is the second one so much more interesting than the first one? My view is that the human to be a human being is to live with uncertainty. And see, when everything's working according to habit, that's not when we're making choices about our lives. It's when something unexpected has happened, we don't know how to deal with it, we experience that anxiety, and we got to figure it out. Now, it may not be that your car disappears, but that's not what's more important. What's more important is the fact that, what happened? What can I learn from this moment of how to deal with the uncertainties in my own life? That's what sparks our curiosity. It's why we are infinitely curious. We're infinitely curious and have an appetite for stories. Because what happens in that plot, the challenge comes. The protagonist is confronted. What am I going to do? Because we can empathetically identify with the protagonist, and this is very important, we not only understand the story with our heads, but we feel it in our hearts. We feel the fear, we feel the surprise, we feel the hope, we feel the love, we feel what's going on. And so the result then teaches a moral not simply to our heads, but to our hearts. Stories teach us how to make choices under conditions of uncertainty, how to find hope, how to find empathy, how to find senses of worth in ourselves. This is why families teach children. I mean, 85% of the time parents spend talking to small children are stories about Uncle So-and-so and Aunt So-and-so. And these stories are instructions on how to become a choiceful human being. Our faith traditions teach through stories. Our cultural traditions teach through stories. And so stories are actually a fundamental way in which we understand who we are in the world and how to make the choices. So far from being something trivial over here, a nice little story, stories have a point. They have a punch and they teach. And learning how to express, how to articulate values through stories is a critical leadership challenge.